بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Blessed is he in whose hand is the dominion of the universe, and who has power over everything.
God can do whatever he pleases. There is no way to strip him of his power or to prevent him from doing what he wills.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ.
Who created death and life, that he might try you as to which of you is better indeed. He is the most mighty, the most forgiving, that he might try you as to which of you is better indeed.
The purpose underlying the whole system of human beings' life and death is to ascertain who of them are the best in their deeds.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَنِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ.
Who created the seven heavens one upon another? You will see no incongruity in the Merciful One's creation. Turn your vision again. Can you see any flaw? You will see no incongruity in the Merciful One's creation.
Literally, tafawut means disharmony, a thing's discordance with something else.
Turn your vision again. Can you see any flaw?
The word futur denotes crack, rift, fissure, cleaving, or breaking apart. The verse means that the whole universe is so well knit together and everything in it, from a particle on the earth to the enormous galaxies, is so coherent and well connected that no matter how hard one might try, one can find neither flaw nor crack in the system.
ثُمَّ ارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ.
Then turn your vision again, and then again. In the end, your vision will come back to you, worn out and frustrated.
وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ.
We have adorned the lower heavens with lamps and have made them a means to drive away the Satans. We have prepared for them the chastisement of the blazing fire.
We have adorned the lower heavens.
The lower heaven denotes the heaven whose stars and planets can be observed with the naked eye without recourse to any mechanical aid such as a telescope.
وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
The chastisement of hell awaits those who disbelieve in their Lord. What a wretched destination.
إِذَا أُلْقُوا فِيهَا سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ.
When they will be cast into it, they will hear it roar as it boils.
This might refer either to the sound of hell itself, to the sound rising from it, or to the sound of those who were cast in it, and who would therefore be crying and screaming.
تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ.
As though it will burst with rage, every time a multitude is cast into it, its keepers will ask them, "Did no warner come to you?"
قَالُوا بَلَى قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ.
They will say, Yes, a warner came to us, but we gave the lie to him and said, Allah has revealed nothing. You are surely in huge error.
وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ
They will say, if we had only listened and understood, we would not be among the inmates of the blazing fire.
فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ
Thus will they confess their sins. Damned are these inmates of the blazing fire.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ
Surely, forgiveness and a mighty reward await those who fear Allah without seeing Him.
وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوْ اجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ
Whether you speak in secrecy or aloud, it is all the same to Allah. He even knows the secrets that lie hidden in the breasts of people.
أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ
Would he not know he who has created when he is all subtle, all aware?
Would he not know he who has created?
An alternative translation could be, would he not know his own creatures?